Warning.
The We're Not Normal podcast assumes no responsibility or liability for any errors that Gregory may make when pronouncing the names of people, places, and things. Know that Gregory is not trying to disrespect anybody. The We're Not Normal podcast is not trying to disrespect anybody. Also, all of our information is provided by on Greg's phone and google.com. Thank you for listening to We're Not Normal podcast. Stay tuned.
Sit still. We have temporarily taken over your motion picture screens to bring you the following message.
You're doomed!
Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the We're Not Normal podcast. Hopefully everybody's having a great week. It's the weekend, this July 4th weekend, technically July 4th weekend, unless you guys took off on Monday, then you'll have the run into Tuesday, which is July 4th. Hopefully you have a great weekend. It's raining here right now. We're sitting in darkness because there's a power outage. So I just decided to pick up the microphone and record a podcast here.
We have nothing else better to do with ourselves.
Not at the moment, yeah. I mean, chickens are put away and all that and everything, and yeah. So anyway, hopefully you guys are subscribed already. If you are subscribed, thank you. And if you're not subscribed, you know how to do it. Press follow on Spotify, press follow on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast platform you're listening on. And make sure you share the podcast to make us have newcomers to come on and listen to us. All right. Now, today's episode is about the Yowie. We're going to all the way to Australia, and we have some listeners on in New Zealand. I don't know exactly where New Zealand is. New Zealand
is. That's cool.
Neither. What happened?
Just to have.
Oh, New Zealand.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, what happened? I'm just listening to what the fuck you were saying.
Oh, you were like throwing. I thought like some you like ran into something.
No.
Mm. I believe like New Zealand is like near Australia, right? Like my geography might be off, but yes, thank you, listeners out in New Zealand. I don't know if we have any listeners in Australia, but anyway, the Yowie, all right? The Yowie is pretty much like the Australian version of the Bigfoot.
Okay.
And there's like so like certain differences with him. But anyway, Yowie is one of several names for an Australian folklore entity that is reputed to live in the outback. The outback. The creature has its roots in Aboriginal oral history. In parts of Queensland, they are known as quinquin, or as a type of quinquin, and as jugabina. Jugabina. Mm-mm. In parts of New South Wales,
wow.
They are called Hindaring or Hindaring. That sounds about right. Jurawara, Mingawin,
wow.
Putakan, Dulaga, Gulaga.
This hurts every time.
And Thul.
Yeah.
Thulagau. I think I nailed that one.
Okay.
Other names include Yaroma.
Why do you even why don't you just like skip over that? Like, there's multiple names that it's known by. Like, you like seriously try to sound all that shit out.
I like make my brain work through mental gymnastics trying to decipher all these long words. Nukugna, okay. Wawi, that was the easy one. Pankarlangu, Jimbra, and Chinja. There's a gym that has the bra. It's a bra wore by gyms.
You wore in gym class.
Oh, okay. That works. I was going with bras worn by gyms. Yowie type creatures are common in Aboriginal Australian legends, particularly in the eastern Australian states. Here's the statue of the Yowie. It's in Kilcoy, Queensland, Australia.
I gotta look at it up close and personal here. Nope, I think Bigfoot is better. I gotta say that our Bigfoot.
The American Bigfoot?
Is better than the Yowie looking wise, or that statue. Our Bigfoot statues are better than the Yowie.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying, yeah. Now, the description of the Yowie. Here's a drawing, 1907 drawing of the Yowie swallowing a man.
Oh, that's wonderful. Is that in a kid's book?
Possibly. Oh, maybe God. The Dr. Seuss.
Oh, my God. Dr. Seuss, yeah. Did you say Seuss?
Dr. Sus.
Dr. Sus.
Because he's so suspect.
No, oh, I'm just kidding.
The Yowie is usually described as a hairy and ape-like creature standing upright at between 2.1 meters, or that's 6 foot 11 inches.
That's a big boy.
And 3.6 meters. That's 12 feet.
Yikes.
The Yowie's feet are described as much larger than a human's.
Should have named it Yikesy. Yikesy. Yikesy.
But alleged Yowie tracks are inconsistent in shape and toe number.
Is inconsistent?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
And the descriptions of Yowie foot and footprints provided by Yowie witnesses are even more varied than those of Bigfoot. The Yowie's nose is described as wide and flat.
Ew.
Behaviorally. There, yeah. Some report the Yowie as timid or shy. Others describe the Yowie as sometimes violent or aggressive.
It's bipolar. It's a bipolar Yowie.
Yeah. You need to catch it on its own.
On a good day.
On the
north side of it. You should just ask are you on a good day or a bad day today?
Are you a good witch? Are you good Yowie or a bad Yowie?
Yeah,
there you go. The origin of the name Yowie to describe unidentified Australian hominids is unclear. The term was used in 1875 among the... Camilleroi people, and documented in Reverend William Ridley's Camilleroi and other Australian languages. Yowie is a spirit that roams over the earth at night. Some modern writers suggested that it aroused through Aboriginal legends of the Yahoo.
Oh my gosh.
Robert Holden recounts several stories that support this from the 19th century, including this European account from 1842. The natives of Australia, I believe in the Yahoo.
Oh my god.
This being they described as resembling a man. Of nearly the same height.
Why do they all say a man? Is there not any women Yowies? Or Yahoos?
Maybe this one didn't have... maybe people... Yeah, none of the Yowies reported had no breastuses, no oily breastuses.
Ew! What the fuck? You are such a fucking creep. Swear to God.
Oh, wait, hold on. I need music. I need music for this. Hold up.
We don't need.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. I mean, I was going to insert the music. But...
Oh, my God.
The natives of Australia, I believe in the Yahoo. This being they described as resembling a man of nearly the same height.
But it could be a woman. Just say.
Yeah.
Could be a woman with flat breasts. Well, you know, they don't say, you know, with long wiener schnitzel. Like, how do you know it's a man?
I mean, you would have to, like, grab down there and
But nobody is. Inspect it. So, they're just assuming it's a man.
Nearly the same height, with long white hair hanging down from the head over the features. The arms as extraordinarily long, furnished at the extremities with
Well, you know what? You know why it wouldn't be a woman? Why they keep saying a man?
Why?
Because a woman would take better care of herself than a man would. That's why all this long hair and stuff, women would be like, we ain't having this shit.
Well, I'm not even gonna... Well, actually, like, you know, I'm sure that, like, people are aware. Like, they're, you know, the like, the women over in the UK and all mm-hmm. that, like, have said to, like, have, like, hairy underarms and all that, so.
But men there find that attractive.
Yeah, so, like, beauty's in the eye of the beholder type
exactly.
of thing. Exactly. So, what if this, like, the woman version of the Yowie?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you keep saying it. They describe it as a man.
That's what people... I mean, it's not me saying this. It's just... Okay. Anyway.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes. All right. The arms as extraordinarily long, furnished at the extremities with great talons, and the feet turned backwards, so that on flying from man, the imprint of the foot appears as if the being had traveled in the opposite direction. Altogether, they described it as a hideous monster of an unearthly character and ape-like appearance. Another story. Old Bungari, a Gunda Aboriginal, said at one time there were tribes of them, the Yahoos, and they were the original inhabitants of the country. He said that they were the old race of blacks, the Yahoos, and the blacks used to fight, and the blacks beat them most of the time. But the Yahoo always made a way from the blacks being a faster runner mostly. Wow. Well, so that sounds like a, well, you know, like a little, it's like a, they were just like trying to be in like a, take out the competition, like the Yowies, like back to the Yahoos, just like being bigger and stronger, possibly more athletic, and then they were just like competing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So, where am I at here? On the other hand, Jonathan Swift's Yahoos from Gulliver's Travels and European Traditions of Hairy Wild Men are also cited as a possible source. Furthermore, the great public excitement was aroused in Britain in the early 1800s with the first arrivals of captive orangutan for display. I don't know why I keep calling them orangutan. They don't have a G at the end. Orangutan.
I think I call him orangutan too. I don't know. Yeah,
it's just like because remember those tang powder things.
That is not why I call it orangutan. Just because it sounds like it's supposed to be orangutan. Not because is that what you think about? You think about the orange?
Yeah, the orange.
Tang. I don't think to orangutan.
Those shits were the bomb back then.
That is not what I think about when I think about them. Orangutan.
Did you had those,
tang,
right?
Yes, of course.
The powder, like, yeah. And then, you know, it's like a halfway orange, halfway, like, it's like a watery, depending on, like, the amount of...
No, yeah, depending on how much powder you put in. It's never watery to me. Practically, I always put too much powder in.
Yeah. I wonder whatever happened to those
they
things.
They still have them. I think you can order them on Amazon.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I wonder why they took them off the store shelves then. Anyway, in a 1987 column in the Sydney Morning Herald, columnist Margaret Jones wrote that the first Australian Yowie sighting was said to have taken place as early as 1795.
Those are pictures.
Back in 1795?
Yeah, didn't they draw something or use stone or bricks or something?
Well, with the drawing of the Yowie and that man.
That was what they drew?
Yeah, so somebody...
That is disturbing.
Somebody was seeing their friend getting attacked by a Yowie, and he thought, okay, let me get my...
Yeah,
hold
let
on.
Me draw that.
Wait!
That wasn't traumatizing enough.
Take a pose of Yowie really real quick.
Oh, my
just
God.
Like, just, like, leave his, like, just leave his feet dangling
yeah,
from
right
your
there.
Bicuspids. And,
hold it.
Just pose. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Pose.
The 19th century. In the 1850s, accounts of indigenous apes appeared in the Australian Town and Country Journal. The earliest account in November 1876 asks readers, who has not heard from the earliest settlement of the colony?
Me. Have you heard from?
No, me neither. The blacks speaking of some unearthly animal or inhuman creature, namely the Yahoo Devil. The Devil.
Wow.
They like not
they had to double it. They doubled it. Double make gum right there.
The Yahoo Devil.
Yeah. Double make gum.
It makes me feel like having some devil eggs. Alright. Or Hairy Man of the Wood.
Ugh. In could the, be a woman, though.
It could be. Mm-hmm. Depending on the day.
Mm-hmm.
In an article entitled Australian Apes, appearing 6 years later, amateur naturalist Henry James McCooey claims to have seen an indigenous ape on the south coast of New South Wales between Batemans Bay and Ooladula.
Oh, my God.
A few days ago, I saw one of these strange creatures on the coast between Batemans Bay and Ooladula. I should think that if it were standing perfectly upright, it would be nearly 5 feet high. It was
that's
tailless.
Really not that tall.
It was tailless and covered with very long black hair, which
who's 5 feet like Little Kim. Like that thing is as big as Little Kim. Like what? Kevin Hart. You know what I'm saying? Really? That's not scary.
Isn't Kevin Hart like 4'5"?
I don't know. But you know what
he's
I'm saying,
pretty
right?
He's a pretty
that's not scary. It stood about 5 feet. Okay, well that's
pretty,
not scary.
Pretty tiny.
If Kevin Hart came running at me, I don't think I'd be that scared. Insane. I love Kevin Hart, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get what he's saying. It was tailless and covered with very long black hair, which was of a dirty red or snuff color about the throat and breast.
Oh, so now it has breastises.
Yeah, now it has the breastises.
Oh, my God.
Its eyes, which were small and restless.
Wow, he got that personal?
Mm, yeah.
He was all up in his grill. How can you see his eyes? How can, you know?
Must have done that.
Or binoculars. Maybe he has some binoculars.
Oh, yeah, that could explain it. I was thinking that there was, like, some sort of, like, a face-off. Like, he was nose-to-nose with them. You know how, like, in the boxing and then, the UFC fights.
Before they
like,
fight.
He's, like, nose-to-nose with it.
Oh,
he could, like,
my.
Smell.
But how would he be nose-to-nose? Is he 5'2"?
Possibly.
Oh, my God.
They're like twins.
Oh, my God.
Its eyes, which were small.
I don't get how he could talk about his eyes. I'd be like, were you there? Like, how can you see this close?
He was there. He said he saw it a few days ago.
But he didn't say how close he was to it. Did he get a picture? Did he draw a picture?
He
didn't think so.
There must be some, like, sort of a sketch, and he possibly had the Yowie pose on a stump or something. Its eyes, which were small and restless, were partly hidden by matted hair that covered its head.
That's too much.
I threw a stone at the animal.
Wow, that was rude.
Whereupon it immediately rushed off. McCooey offered to capture an ape for the Australian Museum for 40 euros. 40 euros.
And how much is that?
In American dollars?
Yeah.
Let me check real quick.
Just curious.
Convert. Okay, so 40 euros is $50.83 in the United States dollar.
Wow. You didn't want much. That was pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm. According to Robert Holden, a second outbreak of reported ape sightings appeared in 1912. The Yowie appeared in Donald Friend's Hill.
Oh, I was about to say, is that a new name for the...
The
who?
Got the Yahoo and the who?
Oh my God!
Hill and Diana. There we go. A collection of writings about the goldfields near Hill End in New South Wales. Friend refers to the Yowie as a species of bunyip.
Of the bunions. Did you say bunions?
No, it's bunyip. B-U-N-Y-I-P. I've heard of the term bunyip before.
What does it mean?
So the bunyip is a creature from the Aboriginal mythology of southeastern Australia, said to lurk in swamps, billabongs, creeks, riverbeds, and waterholes. So this is a bunyip. It's like a panther,
Let me see. And again, it's got a person in its mouth. People are sick.
Having the bunyip pose also. I was like, hold on, buddy. Let me get
Why would you want to draw a picture of that? That's traumatizing.
Yeah.
If I saw someone get eaten, I wouldn't want to draw a picture. Can you draw that? No. The fuck is wrong? I don't even want to think about it.
It's almost like the... Like that versions back then of, but let me take a selfie.
Oh my God.
Holden also cites the appearance of the Yowie in a number of Australian tall stories in the late 19th century and 19th and early 20th centuries. Present day. According to top end Yowie investigator Andrew McGinn, the death and mutilation of a pet dog near Darwin.
Oh, no, we're done talking now. Done with the story. It's over.
Could have been the result of an attack by the mythological Yowie. And the dog's owners believe dingoes were responsible. I mean, dingoes could have been the case.
True. It could have been a million things in Australia. There's so much stuff out there.
Yeah.
Could have been a freaking kangaroo. Kangaroo could have boxed it. For real. Some kangaroos boxed.
Boxed Fido to death.
Yeah. For real. Dude, they could put you in a headlock and be game over.
Yeah. Have you seen the muscles on kangaroos?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Like I saw a picture of a kangaroo flexing. And I'm like, yeah. That looks Photoshop.
No.
But sure the fuck, it's fucking real.
Yeah.
That one had bigger pecs than me. It's like crazy. But, Australian Capital Territory. In 2010... A Canberra man said he saw an animal described as a juvenile covered in hair with long arms that almost touched the ground in his garage. A friend later told him it could be a Yowie.
Do you notice how there was no male or female involved in that conversation? He just said juvenile.
Yeah, so...
Good job, Mr. Whatever your name is.
Yeah, he didn't feel around or anything
wasn't all in his eyeballs and stuff.
Nope.
Good job.
He was respectful of the
space. Kept it open. Good job. Because you never know.
Mm-hmm. New South Wales. Accounts of Yowie sightings in New South Wales include... In 1977, the Sydney Morning Herald reported that residents on Oxley Island near Taree recently heard screaming noises made by an animal at night. And that cryptozoologist... Rex Gilroy would soon arrive to search for the mythological Yowie. I don't think his search went too far because, the 1994, Tim the Yowie Man claimed to have seen a Yowie in the Brindabella Ranges. in 1996 while on a driving holiday. I didn't know, like, the...
That's a holiday?
A driving holiday.
I do that every day, so it must be a holiday every day.
Yeah.
Shit, I gotta go driving, I guess. It's a holiday.
A couple from Newcastle claimed to have seen a yowie between Braidwood and the coast. They said it was a shaggy creature.
Good job. No male, female.
Walking upright, standing at the height of at least 2.1 meters tall.
How big is that? Oh, yay! Electricity came back.
Whee!
I am so excited. Yahoo!
Yahoo!
But now it's like really fucking bright in here.
It is, yeah. My eyes, lights just like flash right on.
Dude, that's fucking bright as fuck.
But 2.1 is meters. I believe that was like about like five. Hold on.
I would like to hear your opinion first.
About 6 feet.
That is not what you were thinking, was it?
I was. Yeah. No, it's not. Oh, no.
I don't think so.
Not a damn clue.
Yes, like that.
With disproportionately long arms and no neck. Oh, now has no neck.
Jeez, that's rude.
Is
it Brock Lesnar?
Is it Mike Tyson in his prime?
Brock Lesnar.
Bork Laser. In August 2000,
only head and shoulders.
Yeah, head, shoulders, knees, and
no. There's no neck.
Canberra Bushwalker described seeing an unknown bipedal beast in the Brindabella Mountains. The bushwalker, Steve Piper, caught the incident on videotape. That film is known as the Piper film. No, I will pull that up.
The Peter Piper?
Peter Piper picked
a pebble.
Oh my
gosh, dude.
Okay, alright, so got the Steve Piper footage all queued up. Alright, now let's give it a play. Alright.
It's too dark to be a kangaroo.
He's so far away. You can't zoom in.
It's because it's like 2000.
There you go, zoom in.
Oh,
good job.
Wow. That's something, all right. Wow.
Yeah, replay that.
It's too dark to be a kangaroo.
What kangaroo walks like that? That is not a kangaroo.
It sucks. Like, it's all grainy. Much
and then
like,
he zooms in at the end, though, when it's more out of sight.
Yeah, and where it's about
there's
to...
There's another one there. The Yowie footage.
Oh, we'll get back to that. But, yeah.
There's another one and another one.
Yeah. There was, like, another one I wanted to show you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With that, like, it's almost on the level of the Patterson footage. And remember the Patterson footage of the Bigfoot?
No.
No?
No, this is too far away.
Excuse me.
But I think it's crazy how...
That's what I said,
the
almost.
The whole time, it's closer to it, he zoomed out. But as it got a little bit further away into the woods... He zoomed in, so you really couldn't see what the fuck it was. So, I don't know. I think this may be a setup.
Yeah, that's what I said.
He zoomed in way too late.
Right.
Not setup. You know what I'm saying.
In March of 2011, a witness reported to NSW, National Parks and Wildlife Service, seeing a yowie in the Blue Mountains at Springwood, west of Sydney, and the witness had filmed the creature and taken photographs of its footprints. Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to take a look at the footage here.
Page not found.
Ah, that sucks. It was available. What the fuck? Hold on. Let me MacGyver this real quick. Never mind. Unable to find it. That is fucking weird. It's almost like the government took it away. Just to prevent people like us looking at it.
That is so stupid.
Oh, man.
They did not.
All right. So in May of 2012, an American television crew claimed that it had recorded audio of a Yowie in a remote region on the NSW. Queensland border. In June 2013, a Lismore resident and music videographer, I don't know why I almost said videographer, claimed to have seen a Yowie just north of Bexhill. In the mid-1970s, the Queen Bean Festival Board and 2CA together offered Australian dollars of $200,000 reward to anyone who could capture and present a Yowie. The reward is yet to be claimed.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
Oh, man. In the late 1990s, there were several reports of Yowie sighting in the area around Acacia Hills. Hopefully I pronounced that right. One such sighting was by mango farmer. Mangoes does sound good.
Mm-hmm.
Katrina Tucker, who reported in 1997 having been just meters away from a hairy humanoid creature on her property. Photographs of the footprint were collected at the time. So just like mainly like saw photographs and then some videos. But that one video that we've seen, it's like, it was just grainy.
Sad.
Yeah.
You're pretty freaking, girl.
Like what? In Queensland, 1977, former Queensland Senator Bill Ochie reported to the Gold Coast Bulletin he had seen a Yowie while on a school trip in Springbrook. Ochie compared the creature he saw to the character Chewbacca from Star Wars.
Wow.
He told reporters that the creature he saw had been over 3 meters tall. So that's like about 12 foot in English. Oh. All right. In March 2014, two Yowie searchers claimed to have had filmed the Yowie in South Queensland using an infrared tree camera. That's the one that I wanted to show you.
Mm-hmm.
Collected fur samples and found large footprints. Later that year, a gimpy man told media he had encountered Yowies on several occasions, including conversing with and teaching some English to a very large male Yowie in the bush northeast of Gympie.
People are too much.
I wonder what type of English he was like teaching.
The bad words.
Yeah. Just fuck shit.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yep.
Motherfucker.
Yep.
Just like conversing with it, like.
But where's the pictures? Where is the proof? Just is like what we want to know.
Yeah, but could you imagine, like, just like a human just sitting there with like a 12-foot beast?
Yes, I can, because there's
or
probably
12 foot.
That was my fault. Oh, I can't imagine that because it's probably happening now. We just, you know, you just don't know.
Oh man, so there's the Yowie hunters. Rex Gilroy, since the mid-1970s, paranormal enthusiast Rex Gilroy, a self-employed cryptozoologist, has attempted to popularize the Yowie. Gilroy claims to have collected over 3,000 reports of them and proposed that they comprise a relict population of extinct ape or Homo species. Rex Gilroy believes that the Yowie is related to the North American Bigfoot. Along with his partner, Heather Gilroy, Gilroy has spent 50 years amassing his Yowie collection.
That's a long time.
Tim the Yowie Man, a published author who claims to have seen a Yowie in the Brindabella Ranges in 1994. Since then, Tim the Yowie Man has investigated Yowie sightings and other paranormal phenomena. He also writes a regular column in Australian newspapers, the Canberra Times and the Sydney Morning Herald. 2004, the Tim the Yowie Man won a legal case against Cadbury, a popular British confectionery company. Cadbury had claimed that his moniker was too similar to their range of Yowie confectionery. What the fuck are confectionaries? Are they like some sort of like a treat or something?
Are you looking it up?
Yes.
Okay, because I have no idea.
Because I'm items of confectionery. A shop that sells candy. Oh, yeah, that's what I figured that.
That sounds good right now.
Gary Opet, APC local radio life programmer and environmental scientist. So, supposed Yowie Hunter. Anyway, that's a lot of...
bullshit.
A lot of shit about the Yowie.
Yeah.
Ooh, let me show you this, the...
Would you stop jumping on me? Your nails hurt.
Infrared of the Yowie.
Oh. She's gonna jump on you with her nails. Her sissy claws.
Her sissy claws. Yowie infrared. Alright, Yowie. Infrared. Right? Let's pull that up.
Ow!
Fortunately, saw it on a news station.
You saw it on a news station?
So, 7 News in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
A chance encounter these Yowie hunters insist is the breakthrough they've been searching for.
Randomly panning around, and there you have it. Two of them. We were ecstatic. I mean, this is probably the best footage so far in Australia.
Buck and Dean say those blobs aren't human, but creatures 9 feet tall.
The first thing I asked when I got this footage was, where was everyone in camp? And then I demanded their heat signatures.
We were kilometres into rough terrain, up in the mountains in the middle of the night.
The closest Dean Harrison has been in a 25-year quest that so far cost him $100,000. The bulk of it spent in Springbrook.
Trucks cost that much nowadays.
Symbols. Around the tracks in the bush, and there'll be sticks in the ground.
The hunters say they captured the two Yowies on this state-of-the-art thermal imaging camera, which can pick up the heat signatures of any animal or creature quite clearly in dense bushland. As for physically capturing one...
Trying to?
How can definitely you trying tell?
To. They'll need to if they're to convince the non-believers.
I think that's a load of bollocks.
Yeah.
A load of bollocks.
Now that would be a story. Joshua Bridge, 7 News.
How can you freaking tell what that is?
Oh my goodness gracious.
A load of bollocks.
But I appreciate everyone's enthusiasm on shit. So every time I catch something in the sky, I'm going to think it's a UFO. I'm just imposter. Dude, it's totally a UFO. No, it's not. I don't fucking care. I'm saying it's a UFO. If I see something like hairy crossing the road, I'm
going to think Bigfoot.
It's Bigfoot.
Or it could be a guy in his underpants. So.
It's Bigfoot. Okay. I'm saying it. Saying it now. It's just like free range for everything now.
Yeah. Everything's fair game.
Yeah, true.
Alright, I think that's enough on the Yowie.
You're not having fun?
I mean, it was an interesting topic to delve into. I wish there was... I mean, there's like plenty of... Well, you want to see a few more videos? Okay. I'll pull up a few more videos.
Like one more.
Alright. Yeah, we... I'm done. Clear footage of the... Okay. Oh, wait, this is a 16-minute video. So apparently...
Oh, my God.
Hold on, no. Apparently this lady is, like, catching a Yowie up a tree.
Hey! Ding. Dinner's done.
Do you know why the universe didn't allow our pets to speak?
No, why?
No.
To teach us that.
Teach us that we should listen with their with body language.
Love and comprehension.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Dude. I don't see shit.
Me neither.
It says clear footage of a yaoi. I don't see shit.
Let's skip ahead.
I don't see shit.
Moving high up a tree.
Whatever. Probably you can't zoom in a little bit there, Heifer.
Don't do this.
I don't see anything.
Oh, what the fuck?
I see something in it. Okay, so the tree is moving.
Oh, something, the tree, yep, the tree is.
That could be a squirrel.
Definitely moving.
Could be the wind. Could be a kangaroo. She can zoom in on the fucking grass, though.
Yep. Those look like perfect...
Cut grass.
Blades of grass.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is this yaoi at?
I don't see nothing. Dude, if something jumps out at the end, I'm gonna fucking kick your ass. I just want you to know that right now.
How about showing us exactly where it is, please? Somebody said, good job. Looks like he's definitely aware of you. LOL, and you found his home or nesting bed area. He'll probably move now.
Mate, I gotta congratulate you on a great find.
Yeah, but
I don't see anything. Oh, right there?
Is that it?
I don't see anything.
I see something, though. It's staying still pretty good. That has to be it, right?
No. Dude, it could be, you know, there's so many things in Australia. Like, it could be anything.
Could be a koala bear on steroids. I don't know, man. All you just see is this, like, black mass that's, like, sitting up on the tree. Supposedly. It's not moving.
Well, that
it's
is
just...
not, Gregory. That does not blow up my skirt.
Oh, boy. Fuck it.
No. What is this one?
Wait,
the Piper footage?
Yeah, that's the Piper.
Oh, that's sad, too.
Yeah.
I've seen better Bigfoot footages.
That's, yeah, the whole thing. You know, it's like the same thing with the Bigfoot. Like, there's some recent, like, good Bigfoot footage out there. Like, you could actually, like, see, like, a thing, like, breathing, you know.
You know which one I like? The one that we saw. I don't know if it was on Strange Events or Paranormal Caught on Camera, where they're driving and then, you know, they're not even paying attention, but they're driving, the cameras on, and they drive by something standing on the side of the road, but they don't notice it until later, until they get home, and it looked like a Bigfoot, like a Bigfoot silhouette type thing. Yeah.
Oh, one more.
So hella fiberglass windows tested for extremes.
Okay.
So this Australian yaoi picks up a huge log with ease, apparently.
Bigfoot
Australian yaoi.
Show me.
What the fuck?
Big yaoi picks up huge logs. Dude, if something jumps out at the end, is that it right there?
Yeah, that's supposed to be it.
Oh, my Lanta.
All right.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Final thoughts, Cassie.
That is what I have to say about that.
Pretty much, same tower sort of disappointment with the American Bigfoot.
There's just not enough, and there's so many people faking it just because they want the attention or money or something. Buck, yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I guess
that person, you know, somebody's been doing it for 50 fucking years. That's a long, dude, 50 fucking years, that's a long time.
Any self-employed cryptozoologist.
Huh? Self-employed?
Mm-hmm.
And how, what are you making your money off of?
I'll have to check to see what the salary is for a cryptozoologist.
Because I need to be that right now.
But yeah, it's just not enough strong, grounded evidence.
No.
Like people said that there is like plenty of Yowie footprints that have been submitted, but
there's been plenty of Bigfoot footprints too.
But with the Yowie footprints, the toe number is off and it's inconsistent with the size of the beast.
Yeah, someone said it was 5 feet, Kevin Hart size. Like, really?
Well, the tallest this Yowie is, like, supposedly, like, is about 12 feet tall, so. And people are bringing in 4 foot size footprints.
Yeah.
That wouldn't make much sense at all.
Yeah, they probably had their kids do it.
Yeah.
Here, stand there so I can cast that out. Thank you. That's
sad. A size 4.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Did I say 4 feet? No, never mind.
You did.
A size 4 foot. But, you know, it's,
yeah.
And I don't want to disrespect the, you know, the folklore. This is what, people in Australia believe, and I respect what they believe in.
Yeah.
Much like over here, we believe it. Excuse me.
Bless you.
We believe in this, the Bigfoot, the Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is entitled to their own beliefs.
Yep.
And we respect them greatly.
Yep.
So we will end on that note. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode and the telling of this episode. If you did, leave a like, share the podcast, and don't forget to follow the podcast. Also in the description, forgot to mention it at the beginning of the podcast, there is the listener support,
my God.
99 cents. It's only an Arizona can. If you could like throw that toward us, we'll be very grateful, and money will go toward getting better equipment for the podcast. So, yeah.
And t-shirts.
And t-shirts.
We need to start getting some t-shirts.
The t-shirt rollout definitely needs to happen.
For sure.
Got plenty of ideas for that.
For sure.
So, guys, all right, that's it. We bid you adieu. Until next time.
Love
peace, and chicken grease. Bye.
Bye.